It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A South African band now based out of Phoenix called Congos, really starting to make a name for themselves. We'll be joined by one of the brothers, one of the four brothers in the band, Dylan Congos. Plus, I'll have highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. If you enjoy the show, please follow me on Facebook or, of course, on Twitter at Lane Aroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. Enjoy Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 238.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Matthew McConaughey will not be back for True Detective Season 2. He made the revelation backstage at the Oscars, adding, Season 1 was finite. Now, does that mean he dies? Well, who knows? What I can tell you is True Detective is the best hour on TV. Now, is Matthew McConaughey taking acting steroids? Did he make a deal with the devil? I feel like he's been in nothing but crappy rom-coms. You know, the movies you see on an airplane? Then out of nowhere comes Dallas Buyers Club and True Detective. The two greatest performances of his career, and by a mile. Speaking of the Oscars, U2 is there, and despite the award show being held in North America, singer Bono still went home at the end of the night to his own bed. How is that possible? Well, Bono tours with his own bed. Yeah, legit, there's a guy whose full-time job is driving around with Bono's mattress and box spring in the back of a cube van and delivering it to each and every hotel in which he stays. And the Beckhams have bought a new home. Gianni Versace's $60 million Miami mansion, to be specific. A 10-bedroom home with oceanfront views. And get this, a 24-karat gold-lined pool. Wow, wouldn't you love to pee in that?
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
This year's Oscars pulled in the biggest audience in 10 years. 43 million people tuned in to watch John Travolta attempt to pronounce Idina Menzel. Idina Menzel. You know what I mean. And the Pope dropped an F-bomb. Well, sort of. He was speaking in St. Peter's Square last weekend, and his Italian apparently is a little rusty. Yeah, he said the word case, which in Italian is casso, except what he said was cazzo, C-A-Z-Z-O, which is slang for penis, but is commonly used as a curse word. And the latest fashion trend? Normcore. Yeah, ever see that hashtag on Twitter? More and more young people, hipsters anyway, are dressing like bland 90s-era dads. Yeah, like the idea is to blend in and look anonymous. The most commonly cited example of a normcore dresser? Jerry Seinfeld. And Oral-B has developed a new app for its electric toothbrush that reports your brushing habits directly to your dentist. A toothbrush that tattles on you. Although I'm pretty sure my toothbrush will speak quite favorably about my habits. Unless it wants the world to learn the real reason it earned the nickname Oral-B.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ghostbusters singer Ray Parker Jr. is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. Yeah, are they just giving them away to anybody now? Like, be honest with me. Is the Walk of Fame Star Warehouse having a blowout sale? Ray Parker Jr., really? All right. And the city of New Orleans has launched a new app this week for Mardi Gras to help visitors find bathrooms. Well, it's a step. If you've ever been to Mardi Gras, I mean, Bourbon Street sees so much urine and vomit, they literally scrub the pavement with soap and water on a weekly basis just to keep the smell at bay. But yeah, people just can't find the bathrooms. That's the problem. And a 41-year-old Pennsylvania man has been charged with 3 counts of stalking, indecent exposure, harassment, and lewdness for exposing himself to women and asking them to pleasure him with a piece of Swiss cheese. Yeah. Prosecutors have a pretty strong case, but the defense insists the evidence is full of holes. Big, sexy, cheesy holes.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
It was on this date in 1897 that cornflake cereal was first introduced. Imagine explaining that concept for the first time. Well, it's like corn, only it's in flakes. You know, like snow. Or dandruff. Mmm. Why not just eat corn? Well, there's a prize at the bottom of the box. And it was on this date in 1876 that Alexander Graham Bell patented the telephone. Little did he realize, a mere 138 years later, that his little invention would be our primary means of sending pictures of our genitals to the opposite sex. I think he'd be proud, don't you? And Russian President Vladimir Putin has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, my understanding of the situation in the Ukraine is fickle at best, but wasn't it just earlier this week that Russian troops took the Crimean Peninsula? It's a Nobel Peace Prize, right? Peace, right there in the name. I would have thought that limited candidates to those who didn't stage invasions earlier in the week. But it is a complicated situation, and yes, there's a lot of history there. Invaded may even be a strong word. That said, I have yet to hear anyone describe it as a visit.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West have set a date for their wedding. Now, while I care about as little about the event itself as you do, a man with diamond teeth is marrying one of the richest women in the world. I feel like this event will probably have a bigger impact on the economy than any government stimulus package in history. It's May 24th, just for the record. And hungry for something a little decadent, are ya? How about an 11-pound deep-fried Ferrero Rocher? They are now being served at a restaurant in the UK called Mr. Eater's. For a place that got so creative with the dessert, they weren't real creative with the name, were they? Mr. Eater's? And a company in California claims they've created a machine that turns water into wine. The process takes just 3 days. You add water, a couple ingredients, and 2 days later, you've got a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Chardonnay. The machine can actually make a $20 bottle of wine using just $2 worth of ingredients. Yeah, for $2, you can turn water into wine. It's like somebody turned Jesus into a vending machine. Not up on my Bible studies, but I feel like there should be a commandment against that.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Dylan Congos of the band Congos is on the phone. I'm really digging. Come with me now.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
For a lot of us, that is our introduction to the band Congos. You guys have been around for a while, though. Why don't you start off by giving us a little bit of history on your band?
Well, the history kind of starts with our dad and mom, but our dad is originally from South Africa, was a singer-songwriter who moved to London and had a few hits in Europe and Australia and South Africa, and he had four sons. Three of us are born in London, one born in South Africa. We grew up in South Africa, moved to Phoenix, started the band here in Phoenix, kind of got serious about music and as a band and released an album in 2007. This album, Lunatic, we released in South Africa in 2012, and it kind of took off and started a real actual career for us.
Your dad is a musician as well. Don't most people try and, like, rebel against their parents? Like, did you ever think, like, oh, I'm going to go the totally opposite way. I'm going to be an accountant.
You know, our mom had always said that we're going to learn music, like, kind of as another subject, you know, math or English. And there wasn't any pressure to get into a band, but it just started becoming fun. And we started playing music together and playing a few little shows and talent shows at schools and stuff. And we were like, yeah, this is cool with maybe try to avoid getting a real job. And it just took off.
Now, Dylan Congos, you were in a band with your three brothers. Now, I love my family, but I feel like a week with them is a lot of time. I could not imagine living on a tour bus with my family.
It's, you know, a brotherly dynamic. I'm sure everyone who has family has those moments where you're at each other's throats and it couldn't get any worse. But then literally like 30 seconds later, you're back to being brothers and you love each other and you work together. They get on your nerves more than anyone can. But then a minute later, you're able to resolve it because you can kind of cut the crap.
Now, I keep reading South African band Congos, but I mean, you guys are in Phoenix now via London, via South Africa. Why do I keep reading? I know this sounds like a dumb question, but I keep reading South African band.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not something we really say. We never say that we're a South African band, although we definitely do identify with South Africa and our roots there. Our dad, having been born and raised there and having his musical success there, I guess our musical career almost started in South Africa because they embraced our album Lunatic so much. We toured there a whole bunch of times. At the end of the day, we're kind of a mishmash.
Now, Dylan Congos, what kind of music did you guys grow up listening to? What sort of inspired where you're at now musically?
I personally listen to a lot of like classic rock, a lot of singer-songwriters. Some of my heroes are Joni Mitchell and Jackson Browne, but a lot of music from South Africa, you know, different styles of music from South Africa, traditional Maskandi music, or we listen to Johnny the accordion player, you know, has been influenced a lot by Qawwali music from Pakistan, you know, with the harmonium.
Speaking of accordion, what made you decide that now is the right time to bring back accordion? Like, was there a part of you that kind of went, I don't know what people are going to think about this?
Yeah, there's definitely a part of that. You know, there's definitely the image of Lawrence Welk or, you know, polka music or something like that when you pick up the accordion. But we, on our first album, we were trying to come up with a solo for one of the songs, and nothing was working. Guitar, keyboard, organ, nothing was working. And we had an accordion lying around, and Johnny played keyboards and piano really well, so he picked it up, and we're just like, yeah, that works. And at the end of the day, like, it sounded good to us, and we weren't really concerned with what other people thought, but we couldn't deny the visceral kind of reaction and feeling that we had listening to a solo from an accordion on a rock song. We're just like, that, it works.
Is that kind of a weird thing, too? Like, this album, Lunatics, came out 2 years ago, and now the world is discovering Congos. Is it weird to be out touring this material and you're like, dude, we were there 2 years ago. Now we're into totally different stuff.
Yeah, it is, but it's one of those great problems to have, you know? You get to play songs that you've been playing for a while, and you get to refine them and get the show down. But, again, a great problem to have.
Well, you know, Congos are starting to build up quite the fan base here in Canada. Any chance we're going to see you in Edmonton, Alberta anytime soon?
I definitely think so this year. We're working on our schedule, and Canada is included, hopefully this summer.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us. As I mentioned, the album Lunatic, it's out now, and until that Edmonton date, I guess we're going to have to make do with your North American television debut, March 5th on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Now the nerves already kicked in again.
Thank you so much, Dylan Congos.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.